Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Few cooler things happen on the B. Mitch and Finley program than when people we know and respect and are friends with call, text in, and are like, yo, I'm listening to the program, whatever. So B. Mitch, about 5 minutes ago, gets a text from D'Angelo Hall who says, hey, big bro, I'm listening right now. Can I call in? D'Angelo, the answer when you want to call in is always yes, sir. You are welcome to call in at any moment. Thank you for listening. How are you, dude?
I mean, hey, man, I'm doing great. And that's a hell of an intro right there, man. I love me some Outkast, so appreciate the intro.
Oh, yeah. Anytime. So I got to ask, you were listening to us break down that the Eagles are able to come up with the money to sign Bradberry. And talking about the biggest weaknesses on this team. Let's start with the Eagles coming up with the money to sign James Bradberry.
I mean, it's going to change the landscape of the division, and it's not simply the James Bradberry move, right? It's in whole the approach this offseason. It's going and getting a guy like Jordan Davis. It's understanding that Kobe Dean is a baller no matter where he is in the draft and bringing him on your football team. It's so many of those little things. Hassan Riddick, the pass rusher from Carolina. I mean, you know, it's a lot of those moves collectively. A.J. Brown, and have you saying, wow. You know, when I heard it, listening to you guys' show, I was taking my son to get a milkshake. He's home from school sick. And I was like, wow, the Eagles, you better watch out. And he was like, you like the Eagles now? I said, nah, man, I don't like the Eagles. But I tell you what, it's going to be hard to beat the Eagles because they loading up. And it's frustrating as a fan when you see your team not load up. You know what I mean? You think about all the coulda, woulda, shouldas in the scenario. And so, yeah, I mean, price of winning the division has just gone up, fellas.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and that's what I look at, D. I just say, like, you know, there are a lot of people with the mindset of we're going to not do this, we're not going to do that. They're worried about salary cap. But there are so many people in this league that do it that way. You know, and if the majority is doing it, the people that end up in the Super Bowl, they spend their money and then they make their moves later on.
Preach.
They don't sit there and not try to do it.
So I don't.
What do you think is holding them back?
Yeah. Exactly, man. It's that old school mindset. It's that this is how you build a team. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, it's different ways to build in teams. It's understanding you got to compromise in certain situations. I mean, come on, guy. We don't have God walking around on this earth, so we're all going to make mistakes. Let's all be a part of the solution, not the problem. And I just think sometimes when you have, guys who are singularly focused at the top down, it just makes it hard. It makes that environment hard. It makes doing the right thing long term different than doing the right thing right now. I almost equated it to like inflation, right? Say the price to win the division was a dollar, right? Inflation now, you know, we had 75 cents last year, and we think, oh, because we got Carson Wentz, we just added another piece. We have our dollar, guys. We're ready. And it's like, dude, nah, man, inflation price is now $2. So don't know if you guys going to make the dance or not because the price just went up. And that's the league, right? It's constantly evolving, man. And I just feel like when I watch this team, it never freaking evolves. It just stays the same. And if you were successful doing something, instead of trying to go back and figure out what we did that worked, what we didn't do that didn't work, we just kind of stay status quo and think, all right, it's gonna be as simple as it was, you know. And you know, with me, I got deeper underlying issues. I mean, because I'm looking at the game differently, right? It's not just the chess piece of players. It's actually the guy who's executing the chess, you know, who's moving the pieces. So now I go look at your coordinators, and I'm just like, no matter what pieces you give Scott Turner, that offense I've seen since he's been here, it's bad. You know, it's bad when you talk about watching Sean McVay execute an offense. When you talk about watching Josh McDaniels, Mike McDaniel, you know, all of these guys on the floor, when you literally watch the game and how the run game marries with play action pass and how guys come off the ball and how you know we're doing this, yet we can still, you know, get positive yardage and positive plays on both sides of the ball. To me, I just feel like we're kind of playing with one hand tied behind our back, too.
The Irishman in me can't help but notice that all the guys he listed started with a Mick. I'm just saying.
Hey, but you know, this linebacker thing is become an issue. Last year, you got Jamin Davis. Yeah. They moved him to middle linebacker. And the guy was an outside linebacker and runs with people. And I don't know. They keep telling me the best game he played against the tight end.
Kyle Pitts
had, 100 and something yards and two or three touchdowns, but I don't understand that at all. They move in the middle. Now they're saying Holcomb could go to middle. Look, you're a defensive guy, and I know when I play against middle linebackers that were like the Ray Lewis's and the London Fletchers, they take on and shed, okay? Strong enough and tough enough to do that. I watch Cole. Cole runs around blocks. If you run around a block, the running back is going to be smiling his ass off because he's going to run right the other way. So I don't understand why they have this stuck in their head that Cole can move to the middle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whether we realize it or not, we all got biases, whether they're positive or negative. And this regime, if I'm not mistaken, drafted Cole Holcomb. And so their bias is that they can coach him to do some of the things that he hasn't been able to do in the past. Kind of probably the same with Jamin Davis, too. That's the problem with coaches, right? Instead of letting a guy kind of do what they're successful at, right, because – With being successful at doing something, it breeds confidence. And once you breed that confidence, those guys on the field feel like, man, I can do anything, right? Raheem and these coaches instill so much confidence in me. When you ask me to do stuff I knew damn sure wasn't sound defensively, it didn't matter because I felt like, man, regardless, I'm going to make this play for my coach. And so we haven't given those guys that power to – You know, Gary Clark told me one thing that I've always taken with me. And he told me, you know, as a coach, it's the coach's job to, you know, to really tell me what I'm supposed to do. Tell me my job, right? But it's my job as a professional athlete to go out there and figure out the best way that I can execute that job, right, within the confines of the defense. But, you know, technique-wise, you know, I'm the dude who foot is to the fire. Let me go out there and do it my way, so to say. And I've always kind of believed that, man. Like, when I see coaches nitpicking how you do this, back cut, I want you to break off this foot, do this. Man, what? Man, this is a gunfight. So at any given moment, I got to pull my strap and let it go. So you telling me that I have to do this doesn't really make sense. As long as I get from point A to point B in an efficient way, that's ultimately what I'm trying to do. And it's kind of the same way. You got to help that guy get to go and make that play, man. And, you know, Raheem Morris was one of the – I mentioned his name earlier. He's one of the best I had ever been around at putting you in position and really helping you understand that, like, bro, we're on the same team. I'm not trying to hurt you or diminish you. I'm trying to make you successful. And by doing this way, that's how you're going to be successful and that's how you're going to ultimately make some money, you know?
Talking with three-time Pro Bowl cornerback D'Angelo Hall, 43 career interceptions in the NFL, and one of the all-time quotes where he said, if I played against Jay Cutler every week, I'd be in the Hall of Fame. D, I don't know that we've had the chance to ask you this. So yesterday we did what we think are the biggest strengths on this team, and today we're kind of going through the biggest weaknesses. Mm-hmm. What would your answers be for this Commanders team going into 2022 that, you know, you got to think they really thought they were a quarterback away.
Yeah. I you know, I laugh because I don't know how they honestly thought they were a quarterback away. I actually, before the Carson Wentz, I kind of felt better heading into this offseason than I did last year when, you know, when they didn't want to make a move for a quarterback, you know, to feel like this was the, oh, this is the pressure we have to, you know, to me it was so many other things that kind of didn't happen right throughout the course of the season that I didn't think they were a quarterback away. To me, the defense was a glaring spot, right? To have a guy like Chase Young go down and his defense almost play better was a little bit mind-boggling to me. To have your first-round pick in Jamin Davis not be as instrumental in the success of this defense was head-scratching, calling games, and not even seeing the dude out there until the fourth quarter because somebody's hurt or tired. You know, William Jackson, the cornerback, you know, to me, the secondary didn't make as many plays as you needed to. And so, you know, to me as a whole, you know, I thought the defense underwhelmed. I think offensively, you have to be able to push the ball down the field. You got to scare defenses. You got to scare DBs like me. And watching this offense, I saw no one scared of it. And you have the players, you know, obviously it was not having Curtis out there all season. But not even incorporating in De'Ami Brown into the offense, the guy that you spoke so highly of. And so to me, it's a lot of things that I, you know, that I kind of point to and I'm just like, I got to see it. I mean, I personally need to see it because as much as I love Ron as a person, I've always thought his coaching resume was just kind of average, guys. And I know this is going to make waves. Me saying that, but it shouldn't. It's the truth. You look at what they've done in Carolina, you look at how he got here, you know, you look at Cam Newton, if he ever really developed as a quarterback, no. And so it's still so many, you know, it's so many question marks I still had. Just as a guy who eventually wants to be in the job of picking head coaches to run my organization, you know, those just are kind of some of the questions that I always raise, man, no matter, you know, no matter what hires or, you know, kind of what happens throughout the course of the league.
And I kind of took the same mindset you have where I say I have to see it. You know, I know every offseason people get excited about what's going to happen. Well, I think if things don't drastically change, I can't get excited. I got to say, let me see. So I've taken a wait-and-see approach for this whole thing. And I also believe that, you know, as much as we blame players, it's some stubbornness in this coaching staff that needs to change too. If this, if they're going to, you got to make changes quickly and swiftly.
I think defensively, D, to your point earlier, it'll get lost in the shuffle that Chase was injured last year. He played 8 games and wasn't productive, and it wasn't
half the season.
It wasn't until Chase went down that they started to blitz
and make adjustments.
You can blitz with him on the field. I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know what happened.
He's just being stubborn.
And what happened? You had to get Landon off that back line. He didn't have the speed, and they were getting burnt deep. You move him up towards the line of scrimmage, things start happening. What takes so long for some of that stuff?
It's just like you said. It's the stubbornness of coaches, man. And some of the best coaches I've ever been around have understood that it's not about my way or the highway. It's a compromise in this business. And, you know, it's not – it's not a secret that the teams that players are going to have coaches that you wouldn't mind sitting down having a beer with, just relaxing, having a conversation, because you know the conversation is going to be a 50-50 street. It's not going to be one where it's going to be always my way. You know, you pose the question, you know, why does James Bradberry not go somewhere that a guy drafted him? Well, obviously he don't like being around the guy who drafted him or the situation or the defense. Because I tell you what, if I ever had the opportunity to go to the guy who drafted me and Jim Moore Jr., the relationship I had with him, I mean, hell, I jumped through a brick wall for him. I'll take less to go play for him. Like, that's the effect of Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan and some of these other guys. And I'm saying Kyle, even though Debo wants out of there. but those are the guys when you're talking about, exactly, from a relationship standpoint, that coaches got to understand, man, these players get paid so much money. It's even different from when I played. It's a partnership, man. Like, if you balling for me, I'm balling for you. Like, the sooner we understand that we're linked, you know what I mean, to my climb up the coaching ladder or your ascent into, you know, your legacy as a player, the sooner guys kind of understand those dynamics, you know, I think the better off they'll be, you know, as coaches trying to compromise and as players. Not saying the player's always right. But when you have these coaches, man, and a lot of the times, D-Mitch, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You do too. Because you've seen it up close and impersonal, right, JP?
Yep.
Being on these sidelines. And so there's a lot of coaches that don't know up from down. And I hate to say it. I hate to burst people bubbles and think that every coach is the smartest guy in the world, because they aren't. You know, it's some guys who only have jobs because they know this guy or know that guy. And, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about from a standpoint of we can't take everything a coach says as the gospel. Mm-hmm. Even guys who played the game as the gospel, because every situation, I try to enlighten my kid, every situation is always going to be a little bit different. I've never seen a ball in the air, JP, and felt the same way. The same time,
right,
that different ball is thrown in the air. I'm in different positions. I might be trailing. I might, the guy who's catching it might be this guy, a jump ball guy or a speed guy. So everything's always different. Every variable is always a little bit different. And I feel like coaching's the same way, man. Every relationship you kind of got to handle a different way, because there are going to be guys like Aaron Donald that you're going to have to give a little bit longer leash to. And it's going to be guys that first mess up, they butts on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
They out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. Last question for D'Angelo Hall, the 2011 Pro Bowl MVP. When you got that Pro Bowl MVP, they gave you a monster truck as a reward. Are you still driving that thing?
Oh, nah, hell no. Nah. I done upgraded that truck about three times as technology, as GMC, because it was a GMC 2500. As every year today, or every couple years where they got different technology and all the stuff, I did the same thing until it sat parked in my driveway for probably 6 months. And I'm like, bro, I'm just not driving this big old thing. My personality's changed.
You imagine much driving that now with gas prices?
I know. Hell yeah. Diesel too? Shoot. No way, Jose.
It costs you $400 to fill up.
I know. I do want to say, I'm not, you guys have probably already dropped this nugget. I'm not a part of the Washington broadcast team anymore. Just felt like it wasn't the right situation for myself. London Fletcher, I love everybody I was working with, Bram, Julie, absolutely love those folks. I'll still be doing some stuff with them when Julie reaches out. But so hyped for London Fletcher, man. I told Julie and Fletch at separate times, man, that, Fletch was such a great teammate and just an inspirational person in my life and in my process of growing as a pro and as a man. That taught me so much about the game, man. I couldn't be happier that she gets a hell of a replacement in London Fletcher, man. So I'm hyped for those guys, but I'm too pretty to be on the radio, guys. I need some more FaceTime. So I'm fighting to get in one of them booths, man. When you see Tom Brady make a 10 for 375, I say, I'm in the wrong business. And watching Tony and them guys, I'm in the wrong business. So I got to get off this radio and get my face in front of the Tizzou.
Yeah, I think I'm too pretty for the radio.
But I love those guys. Absolutely love those guys. But like I said, I need to see it. I'm a fan first. And it made it hard sometimes to go to work, because my vision of what I thought it should be wasn't what, ultimately the decision makers and what they wanted to do. And, I am, guys. I'm going to speak my mind. And so
hey, that's where you gotta
best
be,
for me
brother.
to go my way. Yeah, go my separate way. Still love the organization, still rooting for them. But I tell you what, it's going to be a dog fight in that division. So.
Yes, it will.
How about this? Anytime you need to scratch your radio fix, you know the number. You call in anytime. You're always welcome here.
Oh, and no doubt.
We appreciate you, man.
We'll just go Facebook Live, so we at least get some FaceTime.
I know. We might have to get it in there, man. We might have to do this.
Almost sounds like there's an opportunity here. We keep poking at it. D, thank you very much,
man. We appreciate you, brother.
Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Thanks so much.
All right, bro.
And I love listening to y'all, man. Y'all the only show I just go sit in my garage and listen to. Nobody else gets that distinction but y'all.
Appreciate that,
Thank
bro.
Thank you, D-Hall. Appreciate it, man. Take
no
care.
No doubt.
All right. That is D'Angelo Hall.
I told him, let's do Facebook Live. Doc said he don't do Facebook Live. He do live on Facebook.
The DOC knows what he's doing. If you want to hear the truth, listen to D'Angelo Hall speak. We'll be right back. Be Mitchell Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.